But then, when I didn't cry at my own parents' funerals, they died just 2 years apart. Dad of stomach cancer and Mom of a thunderclap heart attack while walking on a Florida beach. She began to understand the non-existent gradient thing. I was unable to feel my feelings in AA speak. I have never seen you shed tears, she said, speaking in the flat tones people use when they're expressing the absolute final deal breaker in a relationship. Even when you told me I had to go to rehab or you were leaving. This conversation happened about 6 weeks before she packed her things, drove them across town, and moved in with Mel Thompson. Boy meets girl on the AA campus. That's another saying they have in those meetings. I didn't cry when I saw her off. I didn't cry when I went back inside the little house with the great big mortgage either. The house where no baby had come or now ever would. I just lay down on the bed that now belonged to me alone and put my arm over my eyes and mourned. Tearlessly. But I'm not emotionally blocked. Christy was wrong about that. One day when I was 9, my mother met me at the door when I came home from school. She told me my collie Rags had been struck and killed by a truck that hadn't even bothered to stop. I didn't cry when we buried him, although my dad told me nobody would think less of me if I did, but I cried when she told me. Partly because it was my first experience of death, mostly because it had been my responsibility to make sure he was safely penned up in our backyard. And I cried when Mom's doctor called me and told me what had happened that day on the beach. I'm sorry, but there was no chance, he said. Sometimes it's very sudden, and doctors tend to see that as a blessing. Christy wasn't there. She had to stay late at school that day and meet with a mother who had questions about her son's last report card. But I cried all right. I went into our little laundry room and took a dirty sheet out of the basket and cried into that. Not for long, but the tears came. I could have told her about them later, but I didn't see the point, partly because she would have thought I was pity fishing. That's not an AA term, but maybe it should be. And partly because I don't think the ability to bust out bawling pretty much on cue should be a requirement for successful marriage. I never saw my dad cry at all, now that I think about it. At his most emotional, he might fetch a heavy sigh or grunt out a few reluctant chuckles. No breast beating or belly laughs for William Epping. He was the strong, silent type, and for the most part, my mother was the same. So maybe the not crying easily thing is genetic. But blocked? Unable to feel my feelings? No, I've never been those things. Other than when I got the news about Mom, I can only remember one other time when I cried as an adult. And that was when I read the story of the janitor's father. I was sitting alone in the teacher's room at Lisbon High School, working my way through a stack of themes that my adult English class had written. Down the hall, I could hear the thud of basketballs, the blare of the timeout horn, and the shouts of the crowd as the sports beasts fought. Lisbon Greyhounds versus Jay Tigers. Who can know when life hangs in the balance or why? The subject I'd assigned was The Day That Changed My Life. Most of the responses were heartfelt, but awful. Sentimental tales of a kindly aunt who'd taken in a pregnant teenager, an army buddy who had demonstrated the true meaning of bravery, a chance meeting with a celebrity. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, I think it was, but maybe it was Carl Malden. The teachers among you who have picked up an extra $3,000 or $4,000 a year by taking on a class of adults studying for their general equivalency diploma will know what a dispiriting job reading such themes can be. The grading process hardly figures into it, or at least it didn't for me. I passed everybody, because I never had an adult student who did less than try his or her ass off. If you turned in a paper with writing,